more than just a pair of tight jeans. Sitting in your car, she's more than a last call kiss or a one night stand. Remember, boy, you weren't the first to hold her hand. She's somebody's dog.
I'm Brian Clark. It's King Charles' birthday parade. He is undergoing his own cancer treatment, but he is in attendance for the Trooping the Colour. And Kate, the Princess of Wales, is also there in her first public appearance since she announced she is being treated for cancer. In a statement Friday, the princess said she is making good progress, but acknowledged good days and bad days. In the U.S., the age of the two presumptive major party presidential nominees in the spotlight as former President Trump turned 78 yesterday, while First Lady Jill Biden in Reno, Nevada Friday took part in the national launch of Seniors for Biden.
Age is a gift, but there are still those who devalue our wisdom and dismiss our experience.
President Biden is 81. And first responders in Portland, Oregon rescued more than two dozen people who were stuck upside down for nearly half an hour after a ride malfunctioned. This is ABC News. The FAA and the NTSB are launching investigations into an issue on board a Southwest Airlines flight after an unintended movement late last month.
As a Southwest Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 8 was in flight from Phoenix to Oakland, it entered what's called a Dutch roll when a plane tips from wingtip to wingtip as its tail rocks side to side, creating a figure eight motion at the nose of the plane. The pilots regained control of the MAX. ABC News aviation analyst Steve Ganyard says a Dutch roll can be very serious.
Decades ago, this was a serious problem for airliners, and aircraft actually crashed because of this.
That MAX has been grounded. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Opal Lee spent years advocating for Juneteenth to become a national holiday, and Friday, the 97-year-old got a new home in Fort Worth, Texas. It was built on the same lot that her family was driven from by a racist mob when she was 12 years old. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A new report shows Wisconsin does a great job providing resources to keep some kids happy and healthy. However, white kids are benefiting the most, while research shows the Badger State is the worst in the nation for black families. Mike Moen reports.
An annual report suggests Wisconsin has a strong foundation in creating positive outcomes for kids. But low test scores and racial disparities show not all youth are faring well. The Annie E. Casey Foundation's latest Kids Count data book ranks Wisconsin 11th in the country for child well-being. The state saw a slight dip in its child poverty rate, falling to 13%. However, Emily Mayota of the statewide policy group Kids Forward says the positive results mask persistent disparities for the Badger State.
Wisconsin remains the worst state in the nation for black children and families.
For example, black children were 29 times more likely to live in high poverty areas than white children. Those disparities also spill over into education. The report contends the pandemic is not solely to blame for the country's worsening educational outcomes. The Casey Foundation's Leslie Bossier says educators, researchers, policymakers, and employers who track students' academic readiness have been ringing alarm bells for a long time.
The pandemic erased decades of increases in math scores. However, if you look over the 35 years that we've produced the data book, we've never seen a significant percentage of children who were either proficient in fourth grade reading or basic math.
The report calls on all states to expand access to intensive tutoring for students who are behind in their classes and missing academic milestones. Wisconsin did see a worsening rate of young children not attending school. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every 98 seconds, a person is sexually assaulted in the United States. Sexual violence causes post-traumatic stress for a survivor that mirrors the effects of PTSD in combat veterans. But with the right help and support, the symptoms can be managed. Learning more can help you find the best form of care to begin the healing process. Call or text EMBRACE at 715-532-6976 for free and completely confidential support and information. Visit EmbraceWI.org or check us out on Facebook.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Brewers lose to the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers tried to make a comeback but lost to the Reds 6-5 at AmFam Field. It was a special night in the broadcast booth as the team celebrated the 30th anniversary of analyst and former catcher Bill Schroeder. Many of his former colleagues stopped by to call the game, including Jim Paschke on Bally Sports.
William Contreras, deep to center field. Gone, a home run. His ninth of the year. The Brewers have in the third.
Have you practiced a home run call today? Very nice.
College football, another exciting recruit commits to Wisconsin, Eugene Hilton. The son of former Colts receiver Ty Hilton has agreed to play for the Badgers. NBA Finals, the Dallas Mavericks came back to dominate in Game 4. They beat the Celtics 122-84. Kyrie Irving with 21 points in the lopsided win.
It's not going to be easy in Boston, so got to look forward to the challenge.
Game 5 Monday night in Boston, the Celtics up 3-1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 50s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, some rain possible late at a high in the mid-70s. Heating up Sunday and humid, high mid-80s, maybe a late-day storm. Another round of showers and storms Sunday night into Monday. It's 52 right now.
Broadcasting on the Sporting Journal Radio Network, wherever you get your podcasts, or watch on YouTube.
Well, we're here at the 2024 Pheasant Fest and Quail Classic.
Presented by Onyx. Know where you stand with Onyx.
And our guest now is Jeremy Smith.
I fish, I hunt, and always will.
It's just to look out for your everyday hunter, angler, and trapper that's out there.
A Fish on Forever production. This is Sporting Journal Radio.
Well, welcome to the hot, stormy Upper Midwest and Sporting Journal Radio. I'm Brett Ammons, along with Dan Ammons. What's up, Dan?
Do you think when people watch that open and they see a dude in a kilt, they're just like, what kind of show am I watching right now?
That was the goal.
Yeah, well, they might have shut it off. I don't know. That's old Parsifal there, in case you were wondering.
That was an interesting interview. That is a wild story. I'm not going to tell it right now, but go back. You'll find an interview with him a while back on YouTube or in the old podcast archives. Just ran into him turkey hunting in Nebraska.
He's walking around in a kilt.
Things you find on public land.
Hang on, David. You have, what's the sickness when your face is frozen? You know what I'm talking about?
Little Bell's palsy.
That thing, yeah. That's what you have right now.
He's all frozen up over there. All right. Well, while Dan works on that, I'll tell you what we got coming up on this show. We're going to talk a little bit about fishing in stormy weather. What should you have on your boat? What should you plan for? Maybe you're going camping in the Boundary Waters. We've done that and had to deal with some storms up there. We'll give you some tips on what you should have if you're up there. Or if you've done that and you have some of your own, make sure you comment below on our YouTube channel right here so we can help get people through some stormy weather. David, how's it going? Is he back?
I think we're healed.
I am back.
Oh, look at that. The miracle of science. and it's a medical marvel.
Follow the science.
Also, our new sponsor, Guardian Eagle Resort up in Ontario, Claire Bergen, one of the owners, is going to join us. And he's been on the water, and they are on the fish up there. So we're going to learn about this fly-in location in Ontario and talk about how you can get up there for a trip. Joe Henry is going to join us to talk a little bit about Lake of the Woods and what's going on up there. And actually a resort that had closed has been reopened. We'll tell you what that is and how you can plan a trip there as well coming up later in the show. Dan, who are the sponsors?
So many places we want you to go, but the first place to go is Invergrove Toyota. They're the official truck sponsor of Fish Hunt Forever. Hop into a new Toyota and get to all these places we're talking about, like Lake of the Woods, Lake of the Woods Tourism, Fish Walleye Capital, and learn more at lakeofthewoodsmn.com. Onyx Hunt, know where you're going with Onyx Maps. Recent imagery, offline maps, Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Onyx Hunt app today. Tazen Lake Lodge, catch world record trout and pike at Saskatchewan's Tazen Lake. Learn more at tazenlake.com. Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Catch it all at Devil's Lake. Prairie Sportsman, the new season is wrapped up, but check your TV guide for local air times as it's still airing, or watch episodes anytime on YouTube. Haybell Heights Campground and Resort on Devil's Lake. There's a place you can go fish Devil's Lake this summer. Learn more at haybellheights.com. And Guardian Eagle Resort. Come fish the Ontario waters at Guardian Eagle Resort. Fly directly from Minneapolis. Learn more at guardianeagle.com. I almost said Minneapolis.
Indianapolis.
That's what they were saying at the airport.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, in Atlanta. And this flight to Minneapolis, that's not it.
The one lady said it like three times, and then the next time she came on, she goes, the flight to St. Paul is now boarding. Oh, man. I also want to thank Devil's Lake. Visit Devil's Lake and Susie Kenner and Tanner Turney and those guys coming on board here as a sponsor of Sporting Journal Radio 2. Of course, we love going up to Devil's Lake and seeing our buddies at Haybale Heights, of course, while we're up there, too. So looking forward to learning more about how you can make a trip, or we can make a trip, to Devil's Lake, North Dakota. All right. We got trips planned and things to film and this and that. And the first thing I think you said to me this morning was, have you looked at the weather forecast?
It's so bad. This has to be some of the worst weather for anglers, whether it's the wind or the constant rain. This is just ridiculous. And yeah, I can suck it up and go fish in the wind and fish in the rain. But hey, if it's lightning out, you're not going to go.
So when we recorded this show, it was on Wednesday, June 12th, and I happened to open up Facebook when I got up, and that Reed Timmer, the storm chaser, was doing a video, and he was eating a slice of Casey's pizza. So at first I thought maybe he was out here somewhere, but I'm not sure where he was, but he's like, yeah, so I'm in Minnesota today, and I don't know, I might be in Duluth or Southwest Minnesota. It's like there's a lot going on. So by the time you watch this, you'll know what happened on Wednesday.
If you don't watch this, we lost power and couldn't get it uploaded or something.
That's right.
I don't know.
We're a little worried about the storms.
I think we'll be fine here.
Probably. We have this. We've got a lake to the west of us that seems to break up all the storms as they approach. We're kind of
the whole river valley.
Yeah.
It's follows it or falls apart once it hits it.
Devil's Lake blocks everything.
That's right. It's kind of nice. But, Dan, I know this was kind of nice to have. This is my number one tip for stormy weather. Call me a boomer, whatever you want to call me with this thing, but I love this, and I couldn't find it. All the storms last week, I was tearing up the house trying to find this. It's a crank weather radio.
A wind-up emergency radio.
They're so awesome.
You know, I'm so glad you put your initials on it so you didn't get it confused with everyone else's crank radio that they have.
You never know.
Yeah, nobody else has one.
I've put my initials on everything now.
It's not a dumb thing to have, I will say. But,
yeah, just tune her right to the Weather Channel.
Turn that on. Let's see what they have to say.
All right, I don't get good reception.
Oh, man.
You ever seen one of those?
Yes.
An antenna. I was talking to the audience, not necessarily you, David.
5 miles per hour.
Here we go.
Midnight. Lightning, none. Extended forecast, Friday, partly cloudy. Slight chance of showers. Highs in the lower 80s. Lows in the lower 60s.
All right, we're going fishing on Friday.
Sweet. So, and it's got this thing's got a light on it. It's got, if you're really like lost or you need help, put a little siren on.
That's cute.
And then the light. And then you can charge up your phone. And you can plug it in to charge it. You can charge up your phone or whatever other USB electronics. And then you can always power it with a crank. I have had one of these things my entire life, and I didn't have one for a few years there once cell phones really kind of took off, but I had to go on Amazon and buy one after that year that we lost a couple trees.
Well, we had that.
We had
listening to 102.5 out of whatever town that was out of, getting all the weather, and I don't. Didn't you redeem, like, some points from something for that? Like,
oh, I might have.
Some rewards. Yeah, it's like, what'd you get with your points?
Oh, weather radio. Okay,
nerd. Hand crank radio. Yeah.
I'll tell you, man, they're great. And, like, I don't know how many times up in the boundary waters and places like that up where you didn't necessarily have cell reception, but there's usually a weather band. You can usually get weather radio service. It's a way for you to stay connected to weather reports. And, you know, you hear horror stories about people camping in the boundary waters when a storm rips through and they hide in their tent to take shelter and then a tree falls or something like that. So that's obviously a very tragic situation, but it allows you to try to stay ahead of the weather a little bit. And I remember, Dan, I did not have this weather radio with me on this trip, but we were on a canoe trip and it was five of us and I was the youngest. This is a while back, and I was in the middle of the canoe sitting on the bottom of the canoe. So guy in the front and the guy in the back paddling, and then I was in the middle paddling too. And all of a sudden it started pouring on us, and we had probably a 5 or 6 mile paddle to get back to camp. And we're just, you know, just chugging along in these canoes, and all of a sudden lightning struck the land like right next to us as we were going along the shore, and we're like, I think we'll just pull off here for a little bit and just get off the water. So
probably a smart move, you know.
Yeah.
Should maybe, you know, bring an umbrella next time, stick that up. Or brilliant. If you decide to pull over, climb the nearest tree to look for the storm.
That's a good idea.
Stick your rod up if you feel static electricity, stuff like that.
These are,
please don't take this seriously.
These are tips.
We are not held liable for your safety.
Wow. Wow, Dan. Wow.
What not to do.
All right, so be safe if you're out there fishing and you see stormy weather. Stay ahead of it and get off the lake if you really have to. I haven't seen, like, I've heard stories of arcs on rods and your line starting to float up. Thankfully, I haven't had to deal with that. But if you see something like that, get off the water as fast as possible and go straight to Invergrove Toyota, where right now you can get a $500 additional trade-in allowance and $250 off the lowest advertised price for the summer. If you call up Invergrove Toyota or go to their website, you won't see anything about that deal unless you go to the Fish Hunt Forever page. That is our deal. It is the only place you can get it is through our show right here, Sporting Journal Radio. So go to our website and click on Toyota Deal to take advantage of that at Invergrove Toyota, 494 in Roberts Street in Invergrove Heights. Dan, we saw kind of an interesting video the other night. I thought it was pretty wild. You know, it's funny watching YouTube, the way I watch YouTube and the way Dan watches YouTube, and it probably has something to do with the fact that he watches it more than I do, and he's probably a little younger. But when he's scrolling through, David, it's just like,
It's, you know how like you can hold the button down and you'll see like a constant scroll of stuff? He's hitting it, but that's how fast it's going.
Sorry, I know how to read.
He's just looking for thumbnails.
No, I'm not. I'm reading.
He's speed reading, apparently, because that thing is cruising by. And he's probably seen these. It's his account. So he's probably seen a lot of these videos already, which I hadn't. I'm like, oh, that one. Okay, it's gone. Oh, that one. No, that one's gone. Like, just hauling through. And he's watched so many of them. We finally settled on.
Well, make me sound like just a loser. Sitting home and watches YouTube.
He's watched all the fishing YouTube videos, so now we watched FLW Leech Lake Walleye Fishing from 2009.
The whole 45 minutes of it. It was great.
It was awesome. Pretty cool, yeah.
I did get a kick out of that Snapchat you sent, like, tournament fishers today just stare at their live scope. That was from 2009, and the guy was just staring at his graph the whole time.
And that's why I wanted to bring it up, because people are complaining about live scope constantly, and there's been some more discussion about live scope. I thought it would start dying down, but it feel like it's still ramping up. But the people that complain about tournament anglers just staring, you know, it's a video game, you're staring at your electronics. Who nobody wants to watch you just stare down the whole time. Dang, live scope. That's exactly what this guy was doing in 2009, with just his sonar.
And bass guys were doing the exact same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. But Dan, who is your favorite sponsor from the 2000s?
Folgers. Somebody had a Folgers jersey on. There was a boat wrapped in BP. Like, can we bring that back? I know Bill Shimoda's got a Mountain Dew boat. Like, I want more of that. I want a Sundrop boat or something. You know, like cool. Something different. Yeah, Northland and Rapala and all that. I'll take that too, I guess. But I want like Maxwell House or I like Folgers.
Maxwell House.
Black Rifle Coffee. I don't, or whatever.
That's part of waking up.
Great Value Coffee's pretty good.
Oh, there you go.
I'll take a great, get your boat wrapped in Great Value. That'd be perfect for my boat. Great Value.
Hey, Dan, did you ever have to take, when you were growing up, speaking of running boats, did you ever have to take a class when you were younger?
Have to? No. Did I? Yes.
Oh, you didn't have to?
Well, I can't remember what year I did it, but I didn't have a boat to drive, but there was a jet ski on the 4th of July that presented some opportunities, so I cranked it out in one day because I wanted to drive the jet ski. But there's different tiers of and different ages of what you can and can do or can't do with parental supervision, and we didn't have a boat that I was going to take out by myself or anything. You know, we didn't live on a lake that I could just rip out by myself. We have to drive somewhere, so my dad was going to be there, so that wasn't really a thing, but I wanted to drive the jet ski. So I did that, and whatever, I did it in a day online. Pretty easy.
Well, it looks like Minnesota now, and they probably had this for a long time, I'm not sure, but an online boating safety course for youth, age 12 to 17, there is a Minnesota Water Operator's Permit. And then North Dakota requires youth ages 12 to 15 who want to operate a boat or personal watercraft by themselves with at least a 10-horsepower motor must pass the state's boating basics course. It's available at home. It's online, and you can find out. It's free to take, looks like, and you can find out. The home study course is free. There's a fee to take it online. So find out all of the information at North Dakota Game and Fish.
Look it up on your phone.
Yeah. The ND Game and Fish has got all the info there, and you can find out more about that. So we got to take a quick break. We're going to talk. We're going to have to Guardian Eagle Resort in Ontario here in just a second, and then check in with Joe Henry. But I did look up some more tips if you're in a storm and you're doing some fishing. I found this one. It's in a forum. In a Pennsylvania fly fishing forum, of all places.
Because they know about being on the water.
Well, he said, Tom.
You're in the water.
Well, yeah, or on shore.
Tom Gamber is his name, and he says, find the bank. This is the way I assume a fly angler would sound like. Find the bank. Sit down clear of rising water.
Adjust your monocle.
Reach for the flask, bourbon and water, and try to keep them from mixing, which I thought was brilliant.
That sounds like a fly fisherman.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Tazen Lake is open for the summer. If you're looking to catch giant lake trout and northern pike in northwest Saskatchewan, go to TazenLake.com and check out the show that we produce there that we're going to be heading up to film again June 29th through July 14th. Tazen TV is the name of that. Find all of that at TazenLake.com. If you want to catch a big walleye, go where the big walleyes are. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital of the world.
with a variety of resorts and lodging facilities offering full-service fishing. Lake of the Woods is also home to sturgeon, sauger, perch, trophy pike, muskie, smallmouth bass, burbot, and more. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods today. Go to lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com. This is Sporting Journal Radio, presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
All right, over the last couple of years, I've worked various sports shows for different reasons, and I keep running into our next guest in different places, in Chicago, Minneapolis, different places. And that's Claire Bergen joining us right now from Guardian Eagle Resort. It's a resort up in Ontario, and I'm excited to be working with you guys now and have you on board here with us. And I'm looking forward to coming up there and seeing the place. How's it going, first of all? Looks like a nice day up there.
It's a beautiful day up here. It's got a little bit of a breeze to it, but it's a beautiful day and it gave us a nice walleye chop. So we've just got back from fishing today and landed up getting this organized and getting cleaned up so that I could actually have a discussion with you guys and talk about our wonderful resort and lake we've got. So
yeah, we tried to have you on a little bit earlier and you said you were covered in walleye and pike, so
yeah, it was a day. Every day here you line up catching a ton of fish, and it's just a great experience to bring people out and experience our wonderful lake.
You know, Ontario's a great province for fishing, and you know, especially for us Minnesotans that like to walleye fish, it's a nice place to get to. A lot of people look for drive to destinations. You don't hear about the fly to ones as often, and that gets me excited because those don't see as much pressure, I don't think, as all the drive to ones. So being a fly to destination, that kind of gets you, that kind of lets you control the lake a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. We are the only resort on our lake. We have 75,000 acres. Years ago, they installed a 3,200-foot runway, which is hard-surfaced concrete runway, and it allows us to get direct flights in from exactly your neck of the woods in Minneapolis. We fly out of lots of major different centers and lots of different airports, but our go-to is typically the Anoka Blaine Airport, and we have direct flights from there to us. Here at Guardian Eagle, we've got a charter company that we work with that will actually pick you up, get your luggage in there, help you cross the border. You touch down for border crossing, and then you land directly at our runway about an hour and 45 minutes after you get out of the Blaine Airport.
Okay, that's pretty slick. I'd imagine a lot of people are flying up from the Twin Cities, or a lot of your guests are Twin Cities residents, so being able to fly right out of Anoka and Blaine there, that's pretty slick. So tell us about the experience up there. What can people expect?
Well, right from when we pick up your luggage at the airport here when you land, we call it an airport, but it's really just an apron that we're able to, we grab your luggage, get it to your cabin, we'll suit you up with some coffee and figure out what meal you come in for, whether you came in for breakfast or cocktail hour, and get your meal arranged according to your schedule. And depending on what time you, again, get here, you land up enjoying a quick breakfast and then get out on the water. Your guide will take you out in a guided boat and you land up catching your shore lunch. So you catch, you know, however many, we land up usually bringing 2 to 4 walleye per boat a day into shore lunch and prepare it up and make sure that you're well fed and ready to go for your afternoon of fishing. If you land up getting here in an evening, then you'll land up usually arriving around cocktail hour, eating dinner, and if you want to get excited and head out on the water in the evening, we'll have a guide take you out and show you around the lake a little bit. Maybe do some sightseeing as well. Sometimes when the August seasons, we'll go out looking for wildlife on the shorelines. In the early season, we'll do a lot more fishing in the early season. There's some good spots that are within a mile or half mile of camp, and you can land another whole bunch of walleye just after dinner. So either way, we look after that, and then we get to show you to your cabins. Your cabins are all very nice plush bedding, beautiful, comfortable cabins, lots of room to move around. They've all got full-size refrigerators in them. If you've got they're stocked with ice and your general pops. If you bring your own mixes, you're welcome to do that, or we can provide mixes for you depending on what your flavors are. Usually, because our flights are including your border crossing, if you have any special requests for drinks, we will try to accommodate those well in advance and know about them, you know, a month before you arrive, that, hey, you have a preferred flavor that you'd like to see, and we'll have that stocked in your fridge for you when you get here. So then the next morning you start with your breakfast again. There's a select special breakfast, or there's your traditional bacon and eggs, toast and hash browns, and we'll get you fed before we get you out on the water. So the whole thing is all inclusive. Your guide is putting your bait on your hook, dealing with your fish, helping you measure them up and score them.
Well, that's perfect. I mean, do people need to bring anything? Do they bring rods, tackle, or maybe a few things here and there, or do you provide all of that?
Some guests do choose to bring their favorite rod or tackle, especially the ones that are fishing with a rod that they've had for years. That's their known comfortable handle and all that stuff. But we do run some high quality rods here as well. We've got some Fenwick products, and we've got a lot of different selection, and depending on your fishing skills and ability, we'll suit you up with a rod and also type of rod that you're wanting to be able to fish with. We've even got some kids rods or some lighter duty rods if you're not wanting to hold on to a 7-foot pole all day. We've got lighter units that are able to still reel up the fish but are a little easier on the arm for casting or on fatigue for just catching that many fish.
Sure. So, you know, it's catching that many fish. I like that. Yeah. I like that. We're talking, is it all walleye and pike, or do you have bass or any other fish in there?
We are a walleye and pike lake. The other fish are very minimal that we've had. You know, we'll have the odd burbot that'll show up, but no other sport fish are on our lake. So to say, our average walleye size is probably sitting around the 19 to 20 inch walleye right now. That's what it's been this spring, at least. And today my average, I would have saying, was probably going to be looking at being well over 20 today with the average that we had. Typically speaking, though, we are a numbers lake, and we are always in search of bigger and better fish. So
sure. Well, I mean, catching and if you're averaging, low 20 inch fish, that's a fun day. Oh, guys, catch them on. Guys catching them on fly rods, too.
You betcha. And that's one of the things that is unique, I've heard, to Guardian Eagle Resort and to Lesseps Lake. We do get a few fly fishermen that want to catch their lunch on fly rods. And it's amazing how many our fish are aggressive. I always say they're aggressively eating. Soft bite is a rare rarity up here. And so if you're fishing with fly rods, you can be fishing. You know, some of them will use a bit of a weighted fly and let it drop a little bit in the water. But they'll come up 7-8 feet and smack your fly, and then you get a game on. And in the same spot, you just got just as good a chance of having a big northern decide that it wants attack on your fly. And we've had many guests catch big beautiful northern and walleye on flies, depending on their patience and skill set on being able to handle them.
That's awesome. Well, I want to talk a little bit more about the lake and how you fish it, and what other options there are for people when they come up, if they want to jig or troll or cast or whatever the case, or fly fish for that matter. Claire Bergen is our guest. We got to take a quick break. Guardian Eagle Resort, Ontario, guardianeagle.com is the website. You can see pictures, information about good how to get up there, what the packages are, and all of that. So more coming up here with Claire from Guardian Eagle Resort on Sporting Journal Radio in just a second.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
Mark your calendars for Saturday, June 22nd for St. Croix Rods Customer Appreciation Day. Join me, Big G, from 98Q Country, broadcasting live from 11 to 1. Register to win over $700 in prizes, including brewer tickets and a Chula Vista, Wisconsin Dells stay. St. Croix will be serving up Johnsonville brats and premium dogs. Visit Discovery Tent, attend pro staff seminars, meet rod designers, and explore deals at the factory store on retired rods and combos. Plus, enjoy a casting pond and more. It all casts off at 7 a.m. Saturday, June 22nd at St. Croix Rod, home of the best rods on earth in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
The innovation you've been waiting for is here. The Big Cheese at Crunchwrap Supreme and Tostada from Taco Bell. Built on the 16X Cheez-It platform, with the first flavor matrix stable enough to make a Cheez-It Tostada possible, and cheesy enough to power a Crunchwrap. Because if you want to change the world, you have to bring something big to the table. Think big and order the Big Cheese at Crunchwrap Supreme and Tostada from Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for limited time only, while supplies last. Contact store for participation, which varies.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Berlow.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Nina conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 50s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, some rain possible late, and a high in the mid-70s. Heating up Sunday and humid, high mid-80s, maybe a late-day storm. Another round of showers and storms Sunday night into Monday. It's 52 right now.
This is Sporting Journal Radio,
presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
We're back on Sporting Journal Radio. Thanks for tuning in on the radio network by demand, sportingjournalradio.com, or maybe you're watching this on YouTube. Thank you very much. If you are, you're going to see pictures of real dark golden walleyes. You know, this is, you know, we love to walleye fish here on this show, and I always say that going to Canada is cheating because you just don't see the fishing pressure that you see in a state like Minnesota down here. But the other thing that you see, I mean, we got a little bit of those dark golden walleyes here, but I feel like they just get more colorful when you get up into Canada. And Claire Bergen is our guest right now. And Claire, at Guardian Eagle Resort there, the fish that you catch, it looks like it, you get those dark golden walleyes up there.
Yeah, it's amazing, actually. I find how dark they are. And sometimes you line up, there being several different color shades that we will pick up depending on either where we are on the lake or even seemingly it seems like time of season. Beautiful color on them, aggressive fat fish. They're a lot of fun to catch. And you also land up, we've got a lot of, I know it's been quoted before as blue walleye, and we kind of coined them as that even though we're not believing we have the subspecies of blue walleye, but we've got I've caught a walleye that are the bright blue right through the whole fin. And,
really?
It's pretty neat to see, yeah, for sure. It's seemingly a darker colored fish than a lot of walleye are in the region, but our water has some tannin, natural tannins in it that bring in a little bit more pigment, but the meat comes out nice and white and tastes great. So they're great fun fish to catch, and they taste good too.
Hell yeah. I was going to ask about the blue walleyes, if you had some of those up there. And then and then you saw your water is a little bit stained, which is probably why the walleye fishing is so good.
Yep, exactly. Your presentation is seemingly less strained because you can find the water clarity is not as clear. We can find certain spots on the lake that definitely do clear up a bit. But often the pigment of the walleye actually changes the resident walleye of that area, and it'll actually lighten up a touch. So it is great, and we also experience in different regions, depending on there's some waters that come into the lake and stuff. So the flow almost changes as water is running off from different hillsides and stuff into the lake. So you'll end up having some pigments changing at those areas as well.
Let's talk about the lake a little bit, because when I looked at it on a map, and we'll see if Dan has a chance to pull it up here, but it looks fairly long and narrow.
Yeah, so it's actually the lodge is situated in the center of three fingers, one that heads to the south, one that heads to the north, and one that heads to the northeast. So we're actually centrally located. It's almost 7.5 miles each way to the end of the lake, and then there's tributaries and little fingers off of each other, depending on the direction that you go. There's also lots of islands and stuff to fish around and get in behind if you need to for any kind of winds or weather that comes up. And you'll notice by looking at the map, we don't have a lot of big area water crossings. So it's a nice lake to take the family out, or if you just simply don't want to be bashing waves all day long, it's nice to be able to find a spot where the waves don't get up, you know, really a foot high is a big wave around here, just because of the amount of small channels and stuff like that we have. But yet at the same note, we have water that is sitting at as depths of 160 feet in many spots.
Oh, wow.
So it lands up being able to offer all kinds of different varieties. You can fish all your different types of water. If you like to fish into the rock piles, or if you want to fish on top of humps, you want to fish into the weed beds, you know, we've got all kinds of different fishing scenarios to run past you and appease to whatever style of fishing you're liking or used to.
Well, walleye is probably what they're going up there for. And then yep. Looks like, you know, a lot of nooks and crannies and spawning bays for northern pike too. I bet guys could have a lot of fun, whether they're fly fishing or casting for some of those yep. big toothy critters up there.
Yep. There is a lot of bays like that that you can just pop into, see what is available there, present your hook as many times as you feel fit to see what you can draw out of it. There's lots and lots of nooks and crannies, and there's shallow bays, and there's bays that you can pull a boat into that are sitting at 30 feet deep. So lots of little hideouts, and it makes for the guests that I just had here were just saying how it's an entertaining lake when you look at the different structures that you run into, and where they thought we'd be sitting on 10, 15 feet of water, we'd be sitting in 30 feet of water, or vice versa. So it's a pretty neat lake that we are mapping along the way here using our depth finders, and we're actually building our own map because we don't have that available from provincially. So it is something that we're putting together, and every year we get a little further on it and get a little more information and help our guides and anglers do their best.
I think that's fun to be able to map like that and learn, especially some yeah. of those, you know, a remote lake like that that doesn't have any
yeah.
any map. You can just, I didn't realize that was there.
Yeah.
Interesting. So are guys, when they're walleye fishing then, I know you said people can do whatever they want, but are they generally jigging? And then are they using, what's the live bait situation? You know, down here, we hardly run any live bait. I mean, we can, right. but we hardly run any live bait anymore. I know Canada, different areas have different restrictions on live bait, but I'd guess a guy could go up there with a jig and a plastic or of some sort and probably do just fine.
Yeah, I had so we to answer your question first, I guess we have live bait available. It gets flown in here as needed, and sometimes you know, we're getting 180 dozen every 2 to 3 days, so we go through wow. some live bait for sure. And I just had a father-son in the boat that actually the father was fishing with plastic as a familiar Minneapolis fisherman, and the son said he wanted to fish with live bait, and they could almost go one-to-one, I would say, pretty close on the fish caught. I personally do fish plastics mostly, usually some Berkeley Gulp Alive. It's kind of my go-to. I will use live bait on occasion if it's just, well, needing to get used up, I guess. But the it lands up being that we primarily will use a jig and a minnow for most of our guests fishing, but we will obviously try whatever it is that you're interested in. Some guys want to troll, and we'll put on some reef runners and go do some trolling. Depending on also the species that they're after, if you're going in for some big pike, you know, trolling some big old spoons or some of the other musky lures are often used when chasing our big toothy pike that are out here.
Talk about the kind of boats and, you know, how far yeah. people are running in those boats.
So we're running 16 and a quarter foot Lun Fury XLs, which is the largest version of the Lun boat in that 16 and a half foot range. 50 and 60 horse motors on them. So they'll move pretty good, but they also, because you line up, if you decided that you were going to go all the way down to the other end of the lake, you're not spending all of your time cruising over there, you know, while somebody's just kind of talking at 10 miles an hour. You're able to get on plane and get moving, even if the boat has got a couple people in it. Typically, we don't fish more than two guests per boat, but sometimes there'll be a third person along in a party, and we're able to still move the boat properly and get it up and get going. We're also looking at, you know, their comfy seats. We take pride in knowing that the seats are functional and able to be sat in for the day. We also have built-in live well aerators, all that fine stuff. And yeah, they come equipped with a guide. So what better boat is a boat that's equipped with a guide? You don't have to drive.
Yeah, that's right. And people, I'm assuming a lot of people probably want to bring a couple walleyes home. That's something you'll pack some up and freeze them and they can fly them back?
Yeah, for sure. The nose of our aircraft are usually very cold when they're flying back. So we will pack up the two conservation fish that you're allowed to take home. And well, they'll be backpacked and you know, put on ice, and that way they'll travel with you back to your place of destination. If you're traveling further than Minneapolis, which some of our guests do, with using Minneapolis as a hub to rendezvous with, you know, we've got guests that are coming from California, from Florida, Mexico, wherever they're coming from, and they use Minneapolis as their hub to meet at. And we can look at packaging them up better or making those arrangements beforehand so they come with a little mini cooler ice box to bring them further if they need to travel them further.
And it looks like you got pretty good internet up there too, should somebody want to use it.
Yeah, we are running Starlink internet system, and since we've been using that, we've never had a guest complain about internet, which is really nice. It's nice to be able to communicate back home. If you do have to do a tiny bit of office work, you can log in and do that stuff pretty easily. And it's also nice to share your big fish pictures with your family and friends back home and get a little bit of envy that you're out here fishing with us. So
let's be honest. People say they need it for work, but that's really what they're doing. They're sending their fish pictures or putting them on Facebook or whatever.
To their coworkers.
Most of the time, that's where it's going, yeah. Yeah, the odd one is sneaking around for work, but not too many. So
yeah, well, it's a nice option to have. I know some people like to get away, but in today's world, it's hard to, it's particularly for what we do, we wouldn't be able to travel as much as we do if there wasn't internet and some decent internet where we go. So we're looking forward to coming up there. We just got to work out the dates, but we're going to see you up there here this summer. I wish you well between now and then, and well, of course, all season. I wish you well. And say hi to Twyla for us. And if people want to book a trip, what should they do?
Check in with our website and get our info, or call Twyla at, I don't know the number. Got to look on her website, GuardianEagle.com. Yeah, GuardianEagle.com. And check in with Twyla. She's got some available dates in August yet to get some people up. And, whatever, even if it's short notice, give us a try. And if we can get your passport information soon enough, we'd love to have you up here and show you our beautiful camp and our resort and catch some beautiful fish with you.
GuardianEagle.com is the website. Claire Bergen, appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on the show this week.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
All right, if you're looking for a world-class walleye fishing destination this summer, check out Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where the walleye bite remains strong even through the dog days of summer. Visit devilslakend.com to learn more and to get your trip planned.
Now is the time to start thinking about chasing big walleyes on Devil's Lake. Get on the fish at Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort. Hay Bale Heights makes it easy for you to make memories on legendary Devil's Lake with guided fishing and lodging packages. Or bring your own boat and rent one of their cabins on East Bay. Hay Bale Heights offers a private marina, fish cleaning station, and the opportunity to relax and enjoy your bucket list trip to Devil's Lake, North Dakota. To book your trip, visit haybaleheights.com. That's haybaleheights.com.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
Hi, this is Emma from Coates Island Sport Shop with your Coates Island Fishing Report. Lots of north by northwest winds made for cooler temperatures and tough fishing conditions throughout this past weekend. The rain didn't add to the fun, but it did add to the lake and foliage levels that rose. Water temperatures stayed down in the low 60s, stalling any movement from largemouth bass and gills from setting up beds. Looks like by Wednesday, warmer weather will return and more comfortable fishing conditions along with it. Nicer weekend ahead. We have seen a lot of rain and some more in the future. Mosquitoes at landings will be an issue once wind dies down, so be prepared. Largemouth bass and bluegills will be up next, spawning, with pumpkin seed and rock bass following. Hexadina and mayfly hatch will most likely hold off until water's warm. This is Emma with your Coates Island Sport Shop Fishing Report. Good luck fishing out there.
Get hooked on adventure at Coates Island Sport Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurt's Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurt's Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Pete is joining us from Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin, and he has some big news for us. Pete, take it away.
Can't believe it's been 50 years, and what we're
going to do is to celebrate it, we're going to run a sale only until the 15th, and we're giving a guaranteed $50,000 cash prize. Hey, we got a ton of things going on. We're going to have tons and tons of cars, all makes and models, cars, trucks, every make and model, payments as low as $199 per month. We have over 30 banks in-house. We can get you financed, no credit, bad credit, no problem. You know what they say, when balloons are up, prices are down. Make sure you check your mailbox. Can you believe it, Joel? Somebody's going to have $50,000 of a cash prize in their mailbox. Give us a call at 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467. There's going to be a ton of coupons for service for oil changes, tires, brakes, many, many discounts. We're having a huge party for the celebration of the 50th year anniversary at Wheelway.
That's Wheelway right on Highway 13 in Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-car Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30. And the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price participation may vary. Includes choice of JVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Celebrate Dad this Father's Day at Sunset Lake House in Phillips, Wisconsin. Give him the treat he deserves with 20% off his favorite meal. This Sunday, savor flip-flop char-grilled chicken while Dad enjoys the discount. Whether it's his go-to dish or something new, Dad gets his pick of anything on the menu and save. At Sunset Lake House, one of my favorite places to eat, overlooking Solberg Lake on Solberg Lake Road in Phillips, Wisconsin. Gasoline available on site and serving from noon to 7 this Sunday.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime? Wow. It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, and the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. Then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Uh-huh.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Uh-huh.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 50s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, some rain possible late, and a high in the mid-70s. Heating up Sunday and humid, high mid-80s, maybe a late-day storm. Another round of showers and storms Sunday night into Monday. It's 52 right now.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text PRIDE to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 42424. That's PRIDE to 42424.
This is Sporting Journal Radio.
Presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
Hey, Hey, we're back on Sporting Journal Radio. Don't forget to check out our store. We got hats, hoodies, sun shirts like this one right here, which you can get at sportingjournalradio.com. Just click on store. Joe Henry's our guest now from Lake of the Woods Tourism. Joe, how you doing?
Well, the question I have, do you have those shirts in like kind of a bigger guy size, like a double X?
That's exactly what this one is that I'm wearing. Yeah.
You wear a double X?
I do. Because I have so many muscles.
I tell you what, the guys like things wearing loose nowadays. Maybe I should go for a 3X, David. What do you think?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Up to you. my issue is not this. My issue is this. Which
sure,
is
that's what they all say.
I mean, I'm kind of like this a little bit. It's like I'm pregnant. You know,
the guy with the biggest mustache chimes in. He's picking on the two other guys with mustaches. I mean, here I am clean shaved, and I'm like the odd man out.
They sell them at stores.
I can still be an outdoors person and not have a beard or a mustache, you guys. I'm just saying.
If you can't. Well, if you were wearing one of these, we'd take you more seriously. Even without the paper or something. So we'll get
all
you.
All are welcome here.
That's right. Absolutely. You bet. Well, you know, and it's summertime, and I talk about these shirts all the time, Joe, because they got the hood, and I'm all about protecting myself from the sun now. My dad's had, skin cancer. He just got another little piece of skin on his nose removed the other day. So it's really important. And whether a lot of guys use sunscreen. I don't personally like to use it. I'm going to try to get into the habit of using it more because I just don't, especially walleye fishing, Joe. You know how sensitive they are to smells. I get a little nervous about that.
You know, it's interesting, and I agree 100%. We as anglers have to be more responsible getting out in the sun. And, you know, if you notice right now, I have one of these blackfish shirts on, but I have a long-sleeve shirt. And, you know, I wear long-sleeve shirts fishing all the time. You know, when I take my shirt off, I look like, I don't know if I look like a panda bear or what. I got white hands and, tan hands, white body, you know what I mean? Because I also have a long-sleeve shirt on when I go fishing now. It helps rather than putting on all those chemicals. But, you know, I do still take some spray on stuff and rub it my nose, my forehead, my cheeks, the back of my neck, and even my hands, you know. And then even when I'm sitting in the boat a long time, you know, I notice if I have shorts on, my knees will get sunburned. And yeah. You know what I mean? So, but it is, it's an important tool. And, you know, the fact of the matter is it's summertime out, and, with the warming waters, it's changing things up at Lake of the Woods a little bit, Brett. You know, those fish are in a transition mode where they're shifting over to more of a summer type pattern. And, you know, really some of that is not every walleye in the lake is doing everything the same anyway. But some of the walleyes that have been on structure are starting to transition off into the mud. And, you know, consequently, that jig bite's still going, but it's starting to transition to a spinner bite. And, you know, I can tell you this, that our charter boats during the summer on Lake of the Woods make a living drifting with spinners and crawlers. It is that good.
Now, Joe, I know those guide services are full service, so they supply all the gear. Dan, pull that picture back up if you still have it.
Yeah, hang on.
If you don't.
That one.
Yeah, there you go. I'm wondering, do the bush lights come with the guide services, or is that something that you have to bring yourself?
Well, I don't know. I'm looking at the Rocky Mountains in the background. Oh, no, those are clouds.
They kind of look like bugs and fish. those are not cooler cans.
Here's how it works. You ask a question, so I'm going to give the answer. Those bush lights are not provided by the charter captain nor the resort. You got to bring those on your own. Now, if you're fishing U.S. waters like our charter boats do, you're welcome to bring a cooler bush lights if you like, and many anglers do. It is one of the cool things. You know, it depends on what kind of group. Every group is a little different. You get families on board; they bring really good lunches and stuff. You get a group of guys once in a while, it'll bring a cooler beer. Other people will bring, you know, wine on board and crackers and cheese to have for their snack. I mean, everybody's a little different, and just like a fish house, no different. It's fun. It's fun, though. And, you know, you're going on vacation, man. You're going on a fishing trip. But, you know, when you jump on a charter boat, and here's the deal. The charter boats are so nice because you do not have to be an avid angler. You don't have to have a big water boat to cover Lake of the Woods. You don't have to worry about the weather. You don't have to worry about the bug hatch or where the fish are today or anything. Really, two things you need to worry about when you go on a fishing on a charter boat on Lake of the Woods. Hey, what should I wear and what should I bring to eat? And in fact, if you want to, you can even pay the resort and they'll put on a real nice big lunch. If, you know, a captain will bring the cooler on board with the big lunches, and you can even have that one covered. Normally dress in layers. You know, Lake of the Woods, you can still have cool mornings, and or if it's windy and rainy, you can have a cool day. So dress in layers, bring some rain gear, sunscreen, sunglasses, and a hat, and you'll be in good shape. And we'll see. You said it, Brett. You said it best. Everything is provided at Rod's Reel, Tackle Bay, licensed charter captain. These charter captains, they're charter captains. They've had to go through a lot to get their captain's license. Mm-hmm. These are avid anglers who really enjoy taking people fishing, putting you on fish. And when you go on a charter boat on Lake of the Woods, the chances of success are very, very high. You are going to catch fish. It's just about how many you're going to catch and how big are they going to be. And I think the cool thing, too, is that you don't have to have six people to go on a charter boat. A charter boat will take six because all of us captains have what's called a six-pack license. We can have up to six paying customers on our boat. And then, you know, if there's two of you, you can go on one of the resorts and one of the charter boats, specifically along the river and South Shore and such. And you know what they'll do?